And on this Friday, June 2nd, 2023 edition of Newsmakers, Fulani Herdsman killed a church pastor, his wife, and 41 other people in an attack last month at two predominantly Christian villages in Nasarawa State, Nigeria. Morningstar News reports the Reverend Daniel Danbeki of the Evangelical Church Winning All in Takalafia Village was killed along with his wife and other villagers who were sleeping in their homes the night of May 11th in an attack that lasted until the early hours of May 12th. This came just weeks before Nigeria's new president took office. Bola Tinubu, who won just 37% of the vote, the lowest of any Nigerian president since the military relinquished power in 1999, says he is committed to uniting a deeply divided population. Nigerian Christians in particular are cautious to see how Tinubu will tackle the issues of Islamic extremism and attacks on Christians. Greg Kelly with World Mission told Mission Network News.
The Muslims, although primarily concentrated in the northern part, really control that country. They are in the most influential places, politically speaking. And so obviously it's scary. Christians are concerned because they feel like they've been living in a country that has essentially had zero accountability.
12 of Nigeria's 36 states have Sharia law, and Kelly says blasphemy cases are used as a cudgel on minority Christians in those areas.
The reality is much of the things are taken care of outside of the limelight, and the people who are being accused, they don't have the resources, maybe even for to have an attorney or any kind of presentation. So that's happening in the courts, but I think the worst matter is the ruling by public opinion and what I refer to as like mob rule. The Christian community is literally just on their knees. They're pleading and begging the world to take notice, to come to their defense, to come to their aid.
Police have raided a Christian education and help center in China, detaining both the pastor and the employees in the process. My Christian Daily reports that on May 24th, a few dozen police officers, national security officers, and religious affairs personnel raided the Shengjia Christian Education and Help Center in Shunda City, Guangdong Province, and arrested Pastor Deng and four co-workers. Authorities searched the center, prying open doors and searching through personal belongings. Police took computers, desks, chairs, and coloring books. According to China Aid, each Christian was given a 30-day criminal detention for illegal business operations. Police in Delta, British Columbia say they're investigating what may be a hate crime directed at a pride flag displayed in a window inside the Ladner United Church. Someone tossed black paint on the window and outside wall of the church where the flag was hung sometime on Wednesday. Police say in the past 2.5 years, the church has been the target of similar vandalism 5 times. Police say such an act can be classified as a hate crime against both the church and the LGBTQ community. And that's Newsmakers for this Friday, June 2nd, 2023 edition. I'm Keith Black.